Michael Libby in the Business News Hour is supported by the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, moving Iowa forward, iowaabi.org. And Iowa soft water for you, your family, and your business starts with iasoftwater.com.
It is the Business News Hour. Weekend opportunities abound because, how do we know that? Well, Cheryl Tessier's here from Eat, Play, Love Des Moines. She shares with us stuff going on in the Des Moines Metro this weekend and all into next week. What's happening, Cheryl?
Well, it is turkey, December.
Turkey, turkey. It is already.
Well, turkey is over. We are now into December. Wait, we are into.
You feel jolly holiday?
I do feel jolly holiday so much.
I know.
Yeah. So much.
So do you feel more jolly holiday now than what you did at Halloween?
Yes, because there's so much more for there's so much more for Christmas.
Because you were over the moon.
I was over the moon
at Halloween.
You're right, but now I'm over the moon for Christmas and Hanukkah and
Kwanzaa.
Whatever else is going on.
Kwanzaa,
yes. Whatever else
we're
is in December.
An inclusive place here.
For snow and trees and lights and
snow.
Yeah, no. A little bit of snow, a little bit.
Do you shovel?
Oh, no.
That's why you like snow.
That's right. Yeah. Well, by January 1st, I'll be done with it.
Okay.
So, anywho.
So, well, what's going on
we
this weekend?
We have lots of stuff going on this weekend. Stuff all throughout the whole weekend long into next week. The first one, this sounds really fun. It's a Seussified Christmas Carol. This is at the Winterset Stage. This is Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. All weekend long, starting at 7:30 p.m. Until December 10th. So you have plenty of opportunity this weekend into next week to see a Seussified Christmas Carol. So if you can't put this together, Dr. Seuss, A Christmas Carol, Dr. Seuss version. That just sounds really fun. The whole family would enjoy that.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
That was really good.
Yeah, that's really my favorite holiday.
I'm sure it is.
Song. Yeah, it is.
Well, because you have the voice for it and, you know, you identify with the Grinch.
Yes. I do.
Very much. So that's great. So a Seussified Christmas Carol all weekend long. Another one happening all weekend long. I'm sure there's lots of buzz about this one. The Kris Kringle Market.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Suzanne Hall.
Mm-hmm.
This is the European Heritage Foundation.
Yes.
And it's a nonprofit that has put this thing together. It is going to be amazing. It's out at Coles Commons, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's right. All weekend long, it was Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday. Let's see, starting at 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 p.m. Saturday, and 5 p.m. on Sunday. Just come show up at Coles Commons. There's going to be German-inspired Christmas market, food, shows, choirs, all sorts of fun Christmas stuff to put you in the mood for the holidays.
And it's kind of cool, so your lederhosen, make sure you wear wool socks.
Right. It's going to be maybe a little chilly out there.
Have some, what is it called? Glue on.
Have
you ever had glue on?
I have not.
Oh.
Mm.
They make it in cherry and also in regular wine.
Oh, is that something they serve at the Strudel House?
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's the seasonal, and it's mulled spices and wine, and it's warm.
Yum.
Glue on.
Glue on. I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in. If it has alcohol in it, you know I'm in, right? Well, hopefully you can get some this weekend at the Kris Kringle Market in Coles Commons in Des Moines all weekend long.
Yeah.
Fun stuff. That'll get you in the holiday mood if nothing else will. Something else will get you in the holiday mood. The Holly and Ivy Holiday Home Tour at the Salisbury House and Gardens.
Of course.
Of course. They do this every year. All weekend long, starting at 10 a.m. Let's see. They just deck out the Salisbury House, each room in lots of Holly and Ivy, I guess. Just holiday goodness. And go take a tour of the Salisbury House this weekend for something
all right.
fun to do.
Nice.
Yeah, get you in the holiday spirit. Oh, of course, also Mannheim Steamroller is in town.
Ooh.
Yep, they perform on Friday and Saturday nights this weekend. Mannheim Steamroller Christmas. They do their big Christmas extravaganza show in Des Moines every year, and it happens to be this weekend.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm.
Mannheim Steamroller.
That's right.
Yeah,
fun stuff.
Yeah, I know.
You're
a mean one.
Let's see.
Grinch.
Let's see. Oh, here's a good one. In Indianola Square this weekend. Rocking Around the Square Holiday Extravaganza.
In Indianola?
Mm-hmm. Indianola. Actually, that one was Friday night, so if you didn't get to it last night, then you missed out on that. But that sounds really fun. They do that every year. They did their tree lighting, all sorts of stuff Friday night. The Santa Express at the Boone and Scenic Valley Railroad.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. This one's all weekend long. Bring the whole family up, buy tickets, and you can get first class or you can get coach class, and you can ride the train out to the North Pole, visit Santa, drink hot chocolate and cookies, read the Polar Express story, all on the train at the Boone and Scenic Valley Railroad.
Gotta go.
You gotta go. This is like a family tradition. You wear your PJs and you go up and you ride the train. Families love this, folks. Mm-hmm. Santa Express at the Boone and Scenic Valley Railroad. Just go to their website and buy tickets. They've got lots of departures all weekend long for the Santa Express.
Nice.
Here's another one that you can do any day this weekend or this week. You can go visit the Polar Express in IMAX. They're going to be showing the Polar Express in the IMAX at the Science Center. Yep, always a fun thing to do. Always a holiday treat to watch the Polar Express,
especially
in IMAX.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all around you.
Wow.
Like you're riding a train, right? And eating popcorn.
And the sound is amazing.
Oh, yeah. Always a fun show, the Polar Express. Always a fun one. Also, the Jolly Holiday Lights in their new location, if you haven't done that yet. Yep. We went up and did the Jolly Holiday Lights, of course. And we did the new location, beautiful location for the event. They have a nice visiting area for Santa where they, you know, sell hot chocolate cookies. Don't miss it. Always a fun thing to do with the family at Adventureland this
year. There you go.
Yeah. So hopefully they won't get flooded out at all
this
year.
I don't think so. No.
Not up in Adventureland.
We may have. This past week we had some concerns about tornadoes.
That's right. Yeah. There was one somewhere, wasn't there?
Yeah. Eastern Iowa, yeah. And Alabama also, a terrible thing. But anyway, yeah, crazy weather.
Crazy weather.
But it's now cold.
So now it's just cold, and there was a little bit of snow this week. A little bit, yeah.
Spitting snow.
Very nice. That's about enough snow, right? That's the best amount of snow. funny. Okay, here's one for Saturday. Family Christmas at Living History Farms. Join us for a holiday open house filled with Christmas cheer. Horse-drawn wagon rides to visit the Flynn Mansion. If you haven't done a holiday event at Living History Farms, it's just a must-do. You just have to. You know, sometimes when I first moved here, I thought, Living History Farms, that can't be very fun, right? You know, I mean, it's a farm, but it is. It is very fun.
Yeah,
they do a good job. Family always
loves
it.
It's one of the crown jewels, I think, that we have here in Central Iowa. Yeah.
Definitely. The Des Moines Playhouse is starting their showing of Willy Wonka.
Chocolate.
Yeah. I'm not really sure how it's a holiday favorite, but it is. Willy Wonka for Christmas. Yes. Join Charlie Bucket and the Golden Ticket winners at the Playhouse for Willy Wonka chocolate. Now, there's a marketing thing right there. They better be serving chocolate.
They better
be selling chocolate. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, all weekend long into next week.
They could maybe get Lamy Bakery over there.
Mm.
You know, some chocolate something.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, they usually have Thelma's cookies for sale. Well,
there you go.
So there's chocolate right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
like this all. I'll be there. Yeah. Willy Wonka. You can also take your beverage into the theater with you
chocolate and beverage.
That's right. Willy Wonka.
All right.
At the Community Playhouse. Do that this weekend. Good weekend to do that. Here is one for next week. Gingerbread house decorating at the Franklin Avenue Library.
Yeah, they have so many cool things.
So many cool things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, last year they had a Minecraft party, and it was amazing. They had all these stations set up for kids to play Minecraft games and, you know, rent out Minecraft books. They just have these great ideas. Franklin Avenue Library. If you haven't been to their website, they have like 10 events a day listed on the website. And you register right on the website.
And it's free.
All free, yeah. So even this gingerbread house decorating is free at the Franklin Avenue Library.
Nice.
This one is Monday, December 5th. They have a couple different times, 5 to 6:30 p.m. and another one a little bit later in the evening. But a free event. Get the whole family together. You get a gingerbread kit, and you make it with your family. What a nice thing to do.
Nice.
free at the Franklin Avenue Library.
Just go.
Yes. One more thing opens up this week. Beautiful. The Carol King musical, Des Moines Performing Arts, will be presenting.
This is the life and times of Carol King, isn't
That's
it?
That's right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've heard about this.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be excellent. True story, remarkable rise to stardom of Carol King. Des Moines Performing Arts will be presenting this, of course, at the Civic Center. And that starts this weekend and goes through December 11th. So you can see that all next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, into next weekend. Beautiful, the musical.
That's it?
That's what I got for you.
Hey, you got plenty.
I got plenty.
Always good stuff to do with Cheryl Tessier from Eat, Play, Love, Des Moines. How's the website coming? I haven't asked you that.
It's great. It's great. Going great.
Yeah, it looks brand new.
Yeah, we've got lots of room for sponsors. So if you want to get on there, we can welcome to have you.
Enjoy. All right. Cheryl Tessier is from Eat, Play, Love, Des Moines. Want more about all of these things? We will have links to Eat, Play, Love, Des Moines on the radio blog. Thanks, Cheryl, for doing
You're
this.
You're welcome.
Always fun. All right, we've got to go. It is the end of another week. Thanks for hanging out with us all week long. We will be back, God willing, at 5:05 on Monday. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Cheryl Tessier, our program director, of course, is Patrick Wood. The man behind the controls this evening is none other than Tyler Hackenmiller. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayre. By the way, the music that you're listening to right now, we should do holiday music or something. Anyway, it was a thought. It was a fleeting thought. All right.
It's gone.
Yeah, it's gone. The music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted especially for the Business News Hour by our friend James Goodlett. For all those folks, we hope that you have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy your family and friends. We'll be back again on Monday at 5:05 with the Business News Hour. Until then, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.